Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1938. Astonishing advice for mama fitness. It's time to focus on yourself. By Morgan Rose Elliott with elliemcginnis.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read an article to you every single day of the year. Now, if I sound congested, it's because I am, and I apologize for that. Tis the season for allergies, what can I say? Now, it is the middle of the week, and like I do every Wednesday, I want to share a little bit of inspiration with you. So here we go. Quote, "Stay away from those people who try to disparage your ambitions. Small minds will always do that, but great minds will give you a feeling that you can become great too." Mark Twain. Oh, and another thing before I read today's topic. Based on the title of today's article, it may seem like it's only for moms, but there is so much great information in this article, I promise it can apply to anyone. That's because many of the same tips and rationale apply to everyone. Listen on, you'll hear what I mean. And with that, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Astonishing advice for mama fitness. It's time to focus on yourself. By Morgan Rose Elliott with elliemcginnis.com. If you're a mother, you already know how beautiful being a mom is and how adorable your child is. However, after some time, you may feel like your child is hogging up your time. You love them, and you also wish to devote some more time to yourself. Besides getting back to your old skincare routine and catching up with your friends, it's time to focus on your body. Mama fitness is all the craze right now, and every mother deserves to go to the gym or spend at least 30 minutes on her workouts in order to stay healthy and strong. So, if you're a mama who feels the same, but you think you're too busy, these tips will help you manage your days and incorporate some quick workouts. 1. Create a mama fitness plan to stay motivated. Take a deep breath and think about why you want to get back to your fitness routine or start a new one. Is it because you want to lose your baby weight? Maybe because you want to become a fit mama, or because you want to be healthy and strong for your child and yourself. Whatever the reason, put it down on paper and create your plan. You can even find a great busy mom workout plan online. However, it's way better if it's created personally by you. Also, think about how working out makes you feel about yourself. If it makes you feel good and accomplished, make sure to include that in your plan to keep the motivation high. This also means that you should create some small goals that you can easily accomplish on a weekly basis, and working out won't feel like work at all. 2. Book Mama Fitness appointments for specific exercises. Mama fitness is all about staying organized. Even if it feels impossible to fit in some working out in your already busy schedule, there's always time for exercise. Busy Mom Fitness organization consists of making various appointments and calendar reminders to work out at least 30 minutes a day. So, get creative and start scheduling. There are dozens of opportunities throughout the day to squeeze in a short exercise session. You can, for example, wake up half an hour earlier in the morning and do some light yoga or Pilates by following a YouTube video. Also, you can use your lunch break at work for some strength training or go for a run after the kids fall asleep. There are ways. You just have to stay motivated. 3. Exercise with your kids. A fitness mama will always make ways to include her kid into the workout routine. Plus, if you expose your kids to exercising at an early age, it will help them to have a love of movement throughout their life. So, when at home, you can all have fun exercising together. You can keep an eye on your kids while you're getting your daily dose of physical activity. Do some lunges, squats, and push-ups together, or get creative with a Pilates ball. Another possibility is to do some beginner-level stretching every day with your kids, so your bodies will stay healthy and flexible. And even though Mama Fitness is supposed to be all about you, you'll be glad that you're setting a great example for your kids and that you will all stay healthy and strong together. 4. Mama Fitness needs good nutrition as well. All the daily obligations and errands are tiring. When you add a 30-minute workout for busy moms in your day, you may feel exhausted at the end of the day. That's why it's essential to learn and incorporate a healthy diet into your life. Food is our fuel, and if you do it right, you will feel energized throughout the day and have no trouble doing everything that needs to be done. Plus, you're setting a great example around healthy eating diets for your kids. So, make sure you limit junk food and processed sugar. Even though they're delicious, they're not going to keep you fueled long enough. Instead, focus on green leafy vegetables. Switch sugar and sweets with fruits and eat whole grains. 5. Gather a great support crew. Even though you might think you can do everything alone and still have time for your fitness routine, consider delegating some work to others. You can make an agreement with your partner and have them pick up the kids on certain days so you can have time for exercise. Also, hire a cleaning service if needed and take some of the load off your schedule. Don't forget that you can also count on your babysitter if the money allows it and maybe call them up more often. Or simply rely on your parents and siblings to take your kids for a few hours so you can focus on you. These offload tasks can be easily handed to other trusted people, and it will leave you with more time to focus on your routines. Also, this will grant you a few extra hours you can use for becoming a fit mama. Plus, you can exercise with your friends and further minimize your obligations. You and your friends can have a chat and spend some time together while exercising. 6. Go outside for your mama fitness. Besides going to the gym, Pilates, and working out at home, the mama fitness trend also includes going outside for your daily workout. So, gather your kids, put on some comfy clothes and shoes, and explore the great outdoors. Okay, this doesn't mean you have to push the stroller up the hills all day. Rather, you can do some more simple things. For example, include your older kids in some outdoor chores and wash the car together, or tidy up the backyard. Also, you can all go out for a short hike nearby and breathe in some fresh air during the weekends. Another simple possibility is riding bicycles together. You'll all manage to spend some quality time together while busy mama will get her daily workout. A playground is a great place for an outdoor workout with kids around. And 7, declutter and minimize your life. As a busy working mom, you already have enough on your plate, and it's time to minimize all that stress. The first thing to do is get rid of the excess junk and clutter from your home. This way, you will de-stress your home and your environment, which will already provide less stress on your brain. Once your home is without clutter, you can move on to your schedules. With your work and kids and their lessons and schools, your schedule is already filled, so it's time to prioritize. If you have gatherings with friends scheduled, see if you can invite friends over for dinner or lunch, or go to the gym together. This will already declutter your schedule a bit and leave enough room for the important stuff. Also, if there are some minor things to be done, see what's urgent and then think about what can be done on another day. And some things you really don't want to do can probably be canceled. So the biggest thing to remember here is to prioritize and leave enough space for your family and for taking care of yourself. If you're a busy mom who would like to join the mama fitness craze, this is your chance. We all need our exercises to stay healthy, but that's not always completely possible with busy schedules. That's why fitness for busy moms is so tough, but it's not impossible. Gather your kids, do some exercises together, eat healthfully, and be creative with your workouts. Your mama fitness routine will come naturally and will get easier as days go by. You just listened to the post titled, Astonishing Advice for Mama Fitness. It's Time to Focus on Yourself, by Morgan Rose Elliott with elliemcginnis.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So for those of us that maybe don't identify as a mom, you may have at first thought that this article doesn't apply to you. But if you stuck with it, you probably heard some really great tips about how to make time for exercise. We often think that it's not worth the effort if we can't get in our full hour or 30 meaningful minutes of exercise. But that's not true. We found that even breaking up your movement into 5 to 10 minute sessions throughout the day can still improve your health. And if those 5 to 10 minute movement sessions add up to 30 minutes total most days of the week, it can still lower our risk for chronic disease. And that's not my opinion. That's according to most health organizations. So please don't feel like you need to get in 30 minutes of activity all at once. Break it up into smaller, more manageable time chunks, and it will still provide your body with health benefits. All right, that's another episode of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. That's how we've been able to keep this thing going. So again, thank you so much for doing that. I hope you have a great rest of your middle of the week Wednesday, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.